So here with me live from Nashville on the phone, it's Jude Smith. Very nice that you are on the phone with us. How are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm from Nashville. I'm here currently, and actually just woke up because it's 11:30 here, but I just woke up because I was up super late last night working on a song. So I'm the typical musician today, waking up at 11:30.
Oh wait, okay. So it's like the inspiration comes during the nighttime.
Oh yeah, it does. Okay. When it comes, you gotta be ready for it. So you gotta capitalize on it.
Well, that's cool. Okay, so you're from Nashville. The audience around the Netherlands area doesn't know you quite well, but Way Too Long is a single that really popped up at my head. So introduce yourself to the Dutch audience. Who is Jude Smith?
For sure. Yeah. Well, I'm born and raised here in Nashville, Tennessee. I think maybe most people, when they think of Nashville, they might think of people like Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson or Dolly Parton or country music in general. That's not necessarily what I do. I'm a bigger fan of more jazz type stuff and pop and funk and rock and players like George Benson, John Mayer, Tom Misch, Nile Rodgers. Those kind of influences were huge on me. So I take those guitar and musicianship influences and put them in a pop sense and something that's maybe a little closer to, something like Justin Timberlake. So it's not too musically heady that goes over people's heads. But trying to steer somewhere in the middle in between those. So all those guys I threw out there hopefully can give, somewhat of a range of what I'm trying to do.
But this starts out as a hobby, I think, music, and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's like, this is so much fun, and I'm really doing pretty well. People are listening to me, so why not go professional? Yeah. What moment did you decide to just go for it?
Man, well, I guess it was like you said, it did start out as like a hobby. It started out as being a kid and hitting my mom's pots and pans in the kitchen and making noise during school and things like that. I actually got into the video game Guitar Hero, if anybody's familiar with that.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Several years ago. I was a big Guitar Hero fan, and that honestly, that sparked the inspiration to pick up the guitar for me at around 12 or 13. And my dad showed me a couple chords, and then I dropped out of piano lessons because I wanted to play the guitar.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and then I really didn't start writing songs until several years later when I was about 18. And then that was right around when I was going to college, and I did a year of college at a state school here in Tennessee. And then after that, I just found myself, making music in my free time and not really feeling motivated to study. And I was just doing, what I loved most, which is creating and writing songs and maybe scaring my parents to death, picking an occupation that maybe is notable for not making much money at the time. But, it was what I was put on this earth to do, and so I'm just trying to follow that.
But it is working out. People are listening to your music, people are following you, and now the surprise is that you are the track of the week here in the Netherlands. How about that?
Woo!
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's exciting.
So the song is called Way Too Long. Can you just give a brief explanation about how that song came to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first I gotta say this is so surreal because I wrote this song here in my room and here I am now talking to you on the phone, being interviewed.
It's weird, right?
By my new friend in the Netherlands. It's just cool. It's really cool, first of all. The song is off of my EP called Groove In. Not Groovin', but Groove Space In.
Yeah.
So it's on that project, and the whole project is kind of just, it's the message of that is just, going through a tough time and having like music to inspire me and keep me going. Because we all connect with music in different ways, and especially in tough parts of life, it can really, uplift a lot of us. And so that's what that project is about. And specifically that song is about how long it took me to get over, that tough season in my life. This rough thing I was going through. So the song is just about, I'm finally past that. The song ends with a big guitar solo to kind of prove it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites on the EP. So I'm glad you picked it.
Well, it's definitely my favorite as well. And hopefully we'll hear from you a lot more in the upcoming year. Because, 2020, are there some plans?
Oh, yeah, definitely some plans. I've got some stuff, some new songs in the can right now. One of which is those ones I was up late last night working on. I'll have definitely a couple more releases this year, and I'm going to be focused on, get more music out this year and not just content. So try to release some more stuff for people to listen to on Spotify.
Okay, wonderful stuff, man. Well, thank you so much for your time. And yeah, we'd love to hear new songs from you upcoming this year. And yeah, have a nice day.
I appreciate it, Lars. Thanks so much.
No worries. Cheers, mate. Well, baby, I used to like the way you smile. Lovely, I just like a child. But baby, now you're gone, I don't really care no more. And baby, you used to give me all your time. Well, you wasted yours and wasted mine. Baby, now you're gone, I don't know what time it is. Taking me way too long. It's taking me way too long. It's taking me way too long. It's taking me way too long. Well, I hate to see you down and out. You're rolling out like a storm that stayed too long. And baby, now you're gone. Summer's going on and on. Yes.